This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Tim Walz accepted his party's nomination for vice president last night at the Democratic National Convention. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Tim Walz leaned heavily into his football coach background to rally Democrats as he accepted the vice presidential nomination. Even before Walz spoke,
come on out, Scarlets! Yeah!
Members of his state title football team took the stage.
We ran a 44 defense. We played through to the whistle on every single play.
Walz noted he's not used to giving speeches like this, but is well-versed in pep talks.
Let me finish with this, team. It's the fourth quarter. We're down a field goal, but we're on offense and we've got the ball. We're driving down the field.
Saying the job now is to get in the trenches and do the blocking and tackling. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Vice President Kamala Harris will accept her party's nomination as president tonight, Thursday night, at the convention. Donald Trump's got something to say about all of this.
If Comrade Kamala wins this November, World War III is virtually guaranteed to happen. Everything she touches, she destroys.
He spoke in North Carolina yesterday. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the nation is facing heightened threats from many corners. He wouldn't talk about any specific investigation or threat, but said investigations into cyber attacks, including against election infrastructure, require help from the private sector. Both of Canada's major freight railroads have come to a full stop because of a contract dispute with their workers. In Ukraine, military commanders say some new troops are poorly trained and even refuse to fire at the enemy. This is AP News. Now to Florida and something that's missing. The AP's Ed Donahue.
Florida has quietly removed LGBTQ plus travel information from the state's tourism website. On the Visit Florida website, there was an LGBTQ travel section. It is no longer there. It's not known when it was removed. Businesses that cater to the LGBTQ plus tourist say it's the latest attempt by the state to erase the community. Governor Ron DeSantis previously championed a bill to forbid classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity and supported a ban on gender-affirming care for minors, as well as a law meant to keep children out of drag shows. Officials at Visit Florida have not responded. The LGBTQ plus section on Visit Florida's website had read, "There's a sense of freedom to Florida's beaches, the warm weather, and the myriad activities." I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.